AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Kanye West visited Trump Tower this morning. I know I got to be right there. So why was Kanye visiting President-elect Trump?
Just friends, and he's a good man. Doing well. Long time. We've been friends for a long time. Life. We discussed life,
he said. Kanye didn't say much, but last month he revealed he did not vote for president. He said if he had, he would have voted for Trump. Meanwhile, the president-elect continues filling his cabinet with nominees. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry to lead the Energy Department, we're hearing, and ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to be Secretary of State. His close ties to Russia have been raising eyebrows among some lawmakers, but political analyst Matthew Wilson says... it's apparently important to the president-elect that Rex Tillerson does have these ties to Moscow. He says the president-elect wants to have a better relationship with Moscow and wants the United States to have a better relationship with the Russians. The National Weather Service has posted freeze advisories for the Dakotas and Minnesota today. And also wind chills, they say, will be from 10 to 20 degrees below zero. Later this week, the Northeast and the upper Mississippi Valley could get a half foot of snow. Now listen to this. The government is proposing that all new cars and light trucks be able to talk wirelessly with each other and with traffic lights and with other roadway infrastructure. What's the idea behind this? Well, the government wants to reduce traffic deaths, and it believes that this may be one way of doing it. Checking Wall Street for you now, the Dow is up 75. This is AP Radio News. The Justice Department will investigate a jail in Virginia following the deaths of two inmates. Our Carlotta Bradley's got this.
The Justice Department says it will determine if prisoners at the Hampton Roads Regional Jail in Portsmouth get proper medical treatment and psychological services. In particular, the probe will focus on whether the jail violated the rights of mentally ill inmates. A 24-year-old inmate with bipolar disorder and schizophrenia died last year. This year, a 60-year-old died 2 days after filling out an emergency grievance form saying he had blacked out twice in less than 24 hours and could not hold down food or water. Jail officials deny any wrongdoing and say they welcome any probe. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Here's a nice story. Two secret Santas are paying off tens of thousands of dollars worth of merchandise on layaway at Walmarts near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and a Kmart near Philadelphia. The Kmart Santa has been doing this for several years, say employees. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.